That cheap gasoline you've been filling up on looks like it'll remain a bargain. There's no sign that producers are going to raise prices at tomorrow's OPEC meeting in Vienna. NPR's Jackie Northam reports.
One of the key reasons why gas is cheap today is because of a decision made by OPEC 1 year ago. At the time, there was a massive increase in oil supplies, thanks in large part to shale oil production in the U.S., says Jason Bordoff, director of Columbia University's Center on Global Energy Policy.
Production in the U.S. was growing over 1 million barrels per day per year. It's a huge growth, the largest multi-year growth in production of any country in history.
In the past, when there was too much supply leading to low prices, Saudi Arabia would step in and slow production, which in turn would raise the price. But last year, OPEC said, forget it, why should it help out the competition? And decided to keep production rates as they were, even if it meant falling oil prices. Jim Crane, an energy specialist at Rice University's Baker Institute, says that policy is unlikely to change at tomorrow's meeting.
I think that the Saudis and their Gulf allies are going to stick to their guns and keep production unchanged.
But Crane says the policy is hurting some OPEC members who rely heavily on oil revenues to balance their budgets.
OPEC's poorer members like Algeria or Nigeria, Venezuela, they've been making these increasingly desperate calls for production cuts to try to get the price back up.
Columbia's Bordoff, who was an energy advisor to President Obama, says Saudi Arabia, the largest producer in OPEC, has vast cash reserves and can wait it out. But even it is feeling the pinch of low oil prices.
The Saudis can weather this, but even for them, it's been incredibly costly. I mean, over $100 billion in reserves that they've had to draw down at a time when they're engaged in a costly conflict next door in Yemen and have a host of other support they need to continue to provide to their people.
Greg Priddy, director of Global Energy and Natural Resources at the Eurasia Group, says Saudi Arabia is likely to stay the course because of long-term strategic interests. One of those is beating back its non-OPEC competitors, such as Russia and the U.S. American production has been hit hard, down about 500,000 barrels a day from its peak a year ago. Priddy says it's been particularly tough for those involved in the more costly shale fracking industry.
And I think what some of the OPEC producers, including the Saudis, had hoped was that it would buckle pretty rapidly, and it hasn't.
Priddy says the OPEC policy forced many U.S. producers to improve technique, cut costs, and increase efficiency.
So under that pressure, they've proven to be very resilient and improving their business practices very rapidly.
Saudi Arabia's other major concern is geopolitical. Sanctions on its regional rival, Iran, are expected to be lifted sometime next year, which could release an additional 500,000 to 1 million barrels of oil a day onto the global market. Brenda Schaefer, an energy specialist at Georgetown University, says Saudi Arabia believes cutting production to raise prices would only help its rivals.
Iran, who's little by little going to be entering the market, would benefit. Russia would benefit. North America would benefit. But Saudi Arabia wouldn't get any benefit out of it.
And whichever way Saudi Arabia goes, so too does OPEC, which means the price at the gas pump could very well stay low. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Washington.